Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. European Union to hold emergency meeting in Brussels tonight after US President Donald Trump's tariff over Greenland issue. US ask $1 billion cash from countries to be in Gaza Board of Peace for more than 3 years. 56th World Economic Forum annual meeting set to begin in Davos, Switzerland from tomorrow. In Chile, violent wildfire rages near Concepcion, thousands forced to evacuate. 53rd World Book Fair concludes in New Delhi this evening. And in men's cricket, New Zealand defeat India by 41 runs in third and final ODI. Virat Kohli scores a century. And now the news in detail. The European Union, EU, is set to hold an emergency meeting in Brussels today after US President Donald Trump announced tariffs on 8 European countries over their opposition to a potential American acquisition of Greenland. Ambassadors from all 27 EU member states will deliberate on the issue. A report.
President Trump earlier announced in a social media post on Truth Social that 10% tariff would take effect on 1st of next month for Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands and Finland. He added that the tariffs would rise to 25% on 1st of June and would remain in effect until Greenland is sold to the US. Trump stressed the strategic importance of Greenland for US security and its rich mineral resources. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has called the move completely wrong, while French President Emmanuel Macron described it as unacceptable. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said tariffs would undermine transatlantic relations and risk a dangerous downward spiral. Meanwhile, several European countries have deployed troops to Greenland at Denmark's request. With Comedy's report, Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
Portuguese people are voting today to elect new president. Over 11 million registered voters are expected to cast ballots and choose a successor to President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa from among 11 candidates, the highest so far contesting the election. The polling will continue till 7 p.m. local time, and the main results are expected to be announced the same day. The U.S. administration has circulated a draft charter to around 60 countries, calls for members to contribute $1 billion in cash if want their membership to last more than 3 years. According to document, each member state shall serve a term of no more than 3 years from this charter's entry into force, subject to renewal by the chairman. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the members of a new Board of Peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan aimed at ending the Gaza conflict. The board aims to oversee efforts on governance, regional cooperation, reconstruction, investment, funding, and long-term stability in Gaza. Key members include U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, former U.K. Prime Minister Tony Blair, Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff, and others. Trump will serve as chairman of the Board of Peace, while senior advisors Arya Lightstone and Josh Grunbaum will manage daily strategy and operations. The announcement follows shortly after the launch of the second phase of the U.S. brokered peace plan. World Economic Forum will begin in Switzerland's Davos from tomorrow. More than 3,000 global leaders are attending the 56th annual meeting in Davos. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the 5-day talk fest. Senior union ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnaw, Prahlad Joshi and K. Ram Mohan Naidu, are expected to participate and also hold bilateral meetings, while chief ministers of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Assam and Jharkhand will showcase their respective states for prospective investors. There are pavilions of various state governments as well, including Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Telangana. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A violent wildfire raging near Concepcion in southern Chile has forced the evacuation of more than 20,000 people. According to officials, the wildfire has rapidly spread over 23 kilometers around Penco and the surrounding areas in the Biobío, close to the city of Concepcion. The wildfire is driven by intense winds, dry weather, prolonged drought, and dry forests that easily ignite. Officials and local media reports confirm this blaze has destroyed swathes of forested land and has placed around 3,000 homes at risk. Emergency responders, including firefighters and forestry crews, are battling the blaze. Authorities are coordinating evacuations and urging the public to follow instructions from the National Emergency Office. Authorities are also cautioning about air quality concerns and recommending that people limit outdoor exposure to smoke, especially for children, the elderly, and those with health conditions. Chile has been experiencing intense wildfire seasons repeatedly over recent years. The 53rd edition of the World Book Fair concluded this evening. Organized by the National Book Trust, the 9-day fair witnessed the participation of over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. Our correspondent reports that bringing stories, ideas, and cultures under one roof, the fair attracted readers of every age group from curious children and enthusiastic youth to seasoned senior citizens.
This year's World Book Fair emerged as much more than a celebration of books. It became a vibrant platform for the exchange of knowledge, ideas, and culture. The 9-day fair took on a grand scale where literature crossed boundaries and connected directly with readers. The event featured book launches, literary discussions, poetry readings, academic deliberations, and a wide range of programs focused on contemporary issues. One of the major highlights of this year's fair was a special exhibition based on the theme Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. Special exhibitions were organized to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram and the 150th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, underscoring the values of freedom struggle and national unity. Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Pakistan, 6 people were killed and more than 12 were injured after a massive fire erupted at a shopping mall in Karachi yesterday. Health officials said at least 4 bodies were brought to the civil hospital trauma center, while 2 others were taken to the burn ward. Fire brigade officials also expressed concern that some people may still be trapped inside the mall. The Chinese military drone incursion near Taiwan-controlled islands has raised renewed concerns over China's expanding pressure campaign in the South China Sea. According to Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense, a Chinese surveillance drone entered the southwestern section of Taiwan's air defense identification zone yesterday morning and moved towards the Pratas Islands, also known as Dongsha. China is yet to respond to the claims. A leading human rights organization has raised alarm over enforced disappearance of 2 Baloch civilians today as violence targeting civilians continues present across Pakistan's Balochistan. According to Baloch Voice for Justice, BVJ, both civilians, Munib Baloch and Mukhtar Abid, was taken from Karan city yesterday. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeat India by 41 runs in third and final ODI at Holkar Stadium in Indore. Chasing the target of 338 set by New Zealand, India were all out for 296 and 46 overs. Virat Kohli fought hard with his gritty 124-run knockoff, 108 balls. Earlier put into bat first, the visitors posted 337 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs in the decisive match. Mitchell struck his second consecutive century of the series, scoring 137 off 131 balls with 15 fours and 3 sixes, while Phillips contributed 106 off just 88 balls, hitting 9 fours and 3 sixes. Daryl Mitchell was awarded as player of the match and player of the series. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. European Union to hold emergency meeting in Brussels tonight after US President Trump's tariffs over Greenland issue. US ask $1 billion cash from countries to be in Gaza Board of Peace for more than 3 years. 56th World Economic Forum annual meeting set to begin in Davos, Switzerland from tomorrow. In Chile, violent wildfire rages near Concepcion. Thousands vowed to evacuate. 53rd World Book Fair concludes in New Delhi this evening. And in men's cricket, New Zealand defeat India by 41 runs in third and final ODI. Virat Kohli scores a century. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.